This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a returning guest, and he has a different company. Our guest is Richard Serber. He is the CEO and CFO and president of Green Endeavors. Well, they trade on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol GRNE. Currently, they operate two salons that sell Aveda products exclusively. GRNE flagship salon is named Landis Lifestyle Salon, which is an Aveda lifestyle salon also. Richard, welcome back to the show.
Hey, it's great to be back, Everett.
You guys trade on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol GRNE. You know, you guys are doing revenues, and correct me if I'm wrong, for the last 3 or 4 years, just a little bit north of $3 million, and your market cap's only $1.62 million. I think it's very undervalued, what I saw for your company and what it's doing. Can you bring us a little bit up to speed and maybe give us some basic information about your company?
Yeah, I mean, so I founded the operating entities in 2005, and these aren't, you know, your run-of-the-mill, you know, tiny hair salons. We have scaled these operations up. So, I mean, the flagship location, just to give the listeners an idea, you know, on its own, you know, last year did, you know, north of $2.2 million in gross revenues. It had EBITDA probably, you know, around the $350,000 range. It's over 4,000 square feet. It has 20 chairs for cutting hair, and it has 1,000 foot that's devoted to selling, you know, Aveda's retail products, which includes hair care, skin, makeup, and other lifestyle products.
You know, I was looking at some of your metrics, and even though your revenues have stayed flat for the last year or two, just your recently, you guys have done a 40% across the board improvement on the bottom line. How did you do that?
Well, we've gotten rid of a lot of, you know, instruments that negatively impacted the income statement. So there was some, you know, convertible financings that were in there. There was a large related party note that we settled out for stock. So it got rid of, you know, a massive interest expense that was weighing the company down. So we got rid of, you know, all those things that are, you know, below the line, you know, is how I term it, that were hurting the profitability of the company. So it's just, you know, cleaning up the balance sheet, cleaning up, you know, a lot of debt. We've worked on recapitalizing the capital structure of the company, and we're basically teeing everything up for, you know, my future growth plans.
You know, you guys currently have six salons in the Salt Lake City, Utah area. And what is Aveda? What exactly is your guys' claim to fame? I know you have the salons, but maybe you could just give us a little rundown of what exactly is your go-to product.
Right. I mean, we carry Aveda products exclusively, and as a result of carrying their products exclusively and holding a license agreement with Aveda, we're required to adhere to their high operating standards. So, and it also means as a lifestyle salon that we sell, you know, a minimum amount of products on a monthly basis. I mean, Aveda is actually owned by Estee Lauder, which is probably, you know, the most prominent, you know, personal product, you know, company.
Absolutely.
In the world. I think they do somewhere north of, I don't know how many billions of revenues, you know, that Estee Lauder does. But, you know, Estee Lauder is, you know, a set forth, you know, the operating guidelines with regard to Aveda. You know, and Aveda is all about the, you know, ancient Ayurvedic health and wellness practices that's been carried over, from India. And Aveda in the industry has some of the best education, for stylists. It does have the best education, for stylists in the industry. And that's kind of the backbone of our organization, is making sure that our stylists have the skills in order to command, the highest prices, in the market. And that's the reason why our margins, far exceed, by a factor of probably, 300-400% on the flagship location as far as net profitability goes. And the type of revenue, that our flagship location generates, it's in the top 5% for this industry. So the Aveda model, when you scale it the way that we have done, it can be a highly lucrative and a very successful business. It's not a booth rental location. It's not one of your grocery store margined supercuts salon situation. We really run the business from a financial perspective based upon the numbers, and then when you're on the floor perspective from the guest perspective. So our model is not about rock star hairstylists, about catering to the guests. And when you follow the Aveda operating mantras and guidelines, the end result is a very satisfied guest that's willing to pay a premium in order to get, the type of service that she wants.
So what are your plans for the growth of the future? Right now you have 6 salons. You're, like I said, you're in Utah. Are you going to stay in Utah, or are you going to expand out to other states?
Well, we have 2 salons and then an Aveda retail store that's in the Salt Lake City area right now. And they're doing, somewhere around $3.4 million in revenues at this point. I mean, the plan is probably to build out at least 1 or 2 additional flagship-sized locations and then execute upon a roll-up strategy in order to, introduce, the model, on a nationwide basis is what my plan is. And the thing is there are tons of salons that are in this middle market, where the owners are running highly successful, businesses, but they have no succession plan, and there just isn't a market, out there currently, of buyers, that want to step in, to the shoes of some of these people that have been operating, their businesses for 10, 20, 30 years at this point. So I think there's a tremendous opportunity for us to come in there and fulfill that need.
Offer them some sort of exit strategy?
Yep, exactly. Whether it's a combination of cash and stock, whether we do an offering, and just buy them out in cash, and then, slowly or quickly, depending on the situation, get them to exit
absolutely
the business. I mean, there's probably $40 billion, worth of revenue producing salons that are in this particular space in the United States alone.
Company that we're highlighting today on Stock Day is Green Endeavors, Inc. They're out there in Utah. They trade on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol GRNE. In closing, I wanted to ask you briefly, I was reading an article about you guys took some sort of investment in Nexus Holdings. How does that become some part of synergy with your company?
Yeah, no. Nexia Holdings is now Sack Lunch Productions. It's the parent to Green Endeavors currently. But the plan with regard to Sack Lunch Productions is to actually spin Green Endeavors off and separate it from Sack Lunch Productions. Green Endeavors has just been a long-standing subsidiary, of Sack Lunch Productions. And when we do execute upon our roll-up strategy, we want to have clear and distinct lines between the two lines of businesses. So that's in the works over the next...
I'm glad you explained that, yeah. Because I was a little bit confused about that. I said, well, I'll wait until Richard comes on the show and ask him what exactly is that. In closing, is there anything you would like to get out to our listeners that maybe you and I didn't get a chance to touch upon?
Well, I mean, you know, Green Endeavors right now, and it has an extremely low float. I think it's under a million shares at this point. I think we've done an excellent job of cleaning up a lot of debt on the balance sheet, and we're poised to execute, you know, on our business plans. And there's this tremendous opportunity, you know, at this point. I think, you know, the people who are listening to this thing should take a look at it. I don't think it'd take too much interest from the investment, you know, community to get this company priced where I think it should be, which is well north of the 30 cents that it's currently bid at.
I agree with you. Your float is only 942,000 shares out there. Your market cap is roughly around 1.6 million, and at a stock price around 30 cents plus is very undervalued. I wish you nothing but continued success. I appreciate you coming on the show, giving us an update on Green Endeavors. They trade on the OTC markets again under the ticker symbol GRNE. Richard, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Everett. Have a good day.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.